A Prayer for Boldness by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. The wicked flee when no one is pursuing, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Proverbs 28:1. Last few years, it seems there's been a constant, brutal violence and restlessness among people in our nation that's been ever increasing and ever before our eyes and in our social media news feeds. So much hatred and violence toward fellow man, so much strife and division in our land. Stone cold and bitter hearts toward anyone who may look different than us or think differently than us. Most definitely, when we see injustice, it should cause us to want to rise up and say something. Yet our message as believers proclaiming the solution to such hatred and violence should be vastly different than what the world offers. The imagery in Proverbs 28:1 reveals such a contrast between the world and God's people. The wicked flee when no one is pursuing, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Proverbs 28:1. As believers, we must be bold as lions and not shy away from speaking truth when the world may want to flee from the truth. The problem is sin. The answer is the gospel. It all begins and ends in the heart. Deceit and the growth of sin abounds in our day. Church, we must take a stand against both for the sake of the gospel. We must declare that the supreme demonstration of God's provision for sinful humanity is seen in the death and resurrection of Jesus. We must proclaim that the only way a person can see a change of heart is to become born again. John 3:3. Such internal transformation through the work of the Holy Spirit results in a new life conforming to Christ's character. Galatians 5:22-23 explains that once a person believes the gospel and trusts in Christ for their righteousness, the Spirit is given by God to indwell and empower the Christian to reflect more closely the character of our Savior. Human effort will not transform the heart of the sinner. Only God can change a hard heart of stone and make it a heart of flesh. And that, my friends, is only done through the power found in acknowledging the need of a Savior from wretched sin and believing the gospel that truly saves souls and changes hearts. Jesus, give us the boldness to proclaim it. Let's pray together. Father, we're living in a day unlike anything we've ever seen before. Chaos, confusion, turmoil. It's been stirring in the hearts of so many people. We trust that justice belongs in your hand, but we also trust that you have a great plan for us to see hearts transformed and lives changed. Jesus, thank you for your mercy that was displayed upon the cross, that's given those who call upon your name and trust in you forgiveness and new life. We want to be a part of your great redemptive plan in the earth. Help us fix our eyes on Christ when we're tempted to only look at the problems around us. We're asking that you would give us the boldness to proclaim the only solution to what our world is experiencing, and that is your glorious gospel. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.